Actually, after this wonderful dream, a voice came to Janava Devi and told her that now she should return to Karadaha. So after Janava, Narottam, and all the other great Vaishnavas toured this wonderful land of Ekachakra, as we are doing today, they all returned to their respectful places. So when Lord Nityananda Prabhu left, he traveled to all the holy places throughout Bharatvarsha. He went to Vrakneshwar, and he went to Gaya. He went to Ayodhya to see the beautiful place where Lord Sri Ram performed his lila. He went to Mathura. There he bathed in Vishram Ghat. He went to the Janmasthan of Lord Krishna. He went to Gokul, and remembering his wonderful pastimes of Balaram, he simply cried. Remembering the love of Yashoda and Nanda and Rohini, he was in ecstasy, rolling in the dust of Gokul Dham. He bathed in the holy river Jamuna. And when he saw the cows and the cowherd boys, he just completely lost connection with the external world and just immersed himself in the mood of a cowherd boy and went out into the pastures, herding the cows and playing games with the boys and swimming in the Jamuna and rolling in the dust of Vrindavan. He traveled through all the 12 forests of Vrindavan in great ecstatic love. Then he went to Hastinapur, and remembering Balaram's lila of Hastinapur, and remembering the glories of the pure surrender of Yudhisthira and the Pandavas, he was weeping and weeping and crying. And atheistic people, when they saw Nityananda Prabhu weeping in Hastinapur, they could not understand why, due to their misfortune. In Ayodhya, he bathed in the holy river Sarayu and remembered the wonderful lila of his worshipable brother Ram. He went to the forests of Guhak, that great Nishada king, and remembering the love and devotion of Guhak, he spent days just crying in ecstatic love. He went to the various forests like Chitrakoot where Lord Ram performed his lila. He traveled to Dwarka. There he bathed in the ocean, remembering the wonderful lilas of Krishna Balaram and the Yadu dynasty. Hare Krishna. He traveled to the southern portions, to Ranga Kshetra, where he saw the deity of Ranganath. He went to Jiyada Narsingha in Singhachalam. He visited Balaji in Tirupati, Venkateshwar. He visited Shiva Kanchi and Vishnu Kanchi. And when he saw the quarrel between the Shivites and the Vaishnavas, he simply laughed. Shiva's the greatest devotee of Vishnu, and Vishnu considers Shiva his life and soul.
But the devotees are quarreling.
This is Kali Yuga. Prabhupada loved all his disciples with such great affection, but yet sometimes we quarrel.
But Nityananda Prabhu laughed.
And he traveled to Kanyakumari, where he saw the beautiful deity of Durga Devi and bathed in the ocean there. He went to Setu Bandha, the place where Lord Ram had the monkeys headed by Hanuman build a bridge across to Sri Lanka. And there at Danu's Tirtha, in great ecstatic love, he took his bath in the ocean. He went to Raneshwaram and worshipped the beautiful Murti of Shiva there. He traveled to Bhadrikashram, the home of Naranarayan Rishi. He went to Haridwar and Kurukshetra. In Maharashtra, he went to Pandharpur. While he was living in Pandharapur, he was staying at the house of a Brahmin who was a disciple of Lakshmipati Tirtha. And while Nityananda Prabhu was residing there, Lakshmipati Tirtha came to Pandharapur. Lakshmipati Tirtha was a great, great acharya of the Madhva Sampradaya, who had pure devotion to Krishna and Balaram. He was very old, and he was traveling with many of his disciples. That night, Lakshmipati Tirtha was discussing Harikatha with his disciple. And then he was to take rest. And just before taking rest, he began to chant the holy names of Lord Balaram. And when he fell asleep, Lord Balaram appeared to him in a dream and told him, "Tomorrow morning a beautiful Brahmin will come to you for initiation, and you should give him this mantra." And then he whispered a mantra into Lakshmipati Tirtha's ear. And Balaram disappeared. The next morning, Lord Nityananda Prabhu first thing came and bowed at his lotus feet in prostration. And with folded hands and great humility, he begged, "Please give me initiation." So Lakshmipati Tirtha gave him the mantra. And what a disciple! He was so blissful just by seeing Nityananda Prabhu, just by touching him. He was feeling thrilled and ecstasy. He could not understand why so much attachment and love I have for my disciple. But then that night, when he went into rest, he had another dream. And Nityananda Prabhu appeared to him in his beautiful, divine, spiritual form. And then that form was transformed into the beautiful form of Lord Balaram. And Lakshmipati Tirtha understood that Nityananda Prabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he fell to the ground, weeping and crying in ecstasy. And after that, Lakshmipati Tirtha, day and night, was just weeping and crying in ecstatic love for Lord Nityananda. And he gave up his life with the holy name of Nityananda in his heart and went back home, back to God. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki. During the travels, he came to a place, some say it was near Udupi. And there he met the great Madhavendra Puri. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared Madhavendra Puri to be the root and the trunk of the tree of love of God. When Nityananda Prabhu first saw Srila Madhavendra Puri, he became stunned, motionless, paralyzed, and immediately fell to the ground unconscious. And when Madhavendra Puri saw Lord Nityananda Prabhu, his eyes seeing the beauty of that form and the ecstatic love that it possessed, he became stunned and fell to the ground unconscious. They were both laying there unconscious. This was their meeting. And the disciples of Madhavendra Puri, headed by Ishwara Puri, upon seeing the ecstasy of these two, they were just weeping and chanting the holy names of the Lord. They both came to external consciousness, and they began to hold each other by each other's necks. And they both began to cry so profusely that they not only soaked each other with their tears, but Mother Earth was considering herself to be supremely fortunate because the combined confluence of the tears of Madhavendra Puri and Nityananda Prabhu were just flooding her own body. Nityananda Prabhu, choked up, trembling, somehow began to speak
He said, I have traveled to so many places of pilgrimage, but the fruit of all of my traveling and pilgrimage is that I am meeting you today. Nowhere have I seen such ecstatic love of Krishna. Today my life has become supremely auspicious. Lord Nityananda Prabhu accepted Madhavendra Puri as his spiritual master, the supreme spiritual master of his life. Madhavendra Puri at that time was so choked up he could not even respond with a single word. They both just rolled in the sand together in ecstatic love. And all the devotees were just so blissful to see their guru meeting such an intimate friend and how they were exchanging love together. This is the nature of a faithful disciple. When they see their spiritual master exchanging loving relationships with people that they consider their own equals, it brings the greatest joy to the disciple. And this is one of the greatest requirements for the faith and the sustenance of a real spiritual enthusiasm within our movement, is when leading devotees can, in a heartfelt and honest way, truly reciprocate loving dealings with God brothers. Of course, Nityananda Prabhu considered Madhavendra Puri his guru, but Madhavendra Puri considered Nityananda Prabhu his worshipable Lord and Master. So who can understand the transcendental nature of this relationship? Madhavendra Puri accepted the position of the guru of Nityananda Prabhu, Shiksha Guru, simply as a service to his worshipable Lord. For days together, Madhavendra Puri and Nityananda Prabhu discussed such intimate confidential topics that Vrindavan Das Thakur explains only Krishna can understand what they spoke. Vrindavan Das Thakur, even though he's explaining the most confidential pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, he said, I cannot understand or even try to explain what they discuss with each other. Madhavendra Puri would embrace Nityananda to his chest, and he never, ever, ever wanted to let him go. And Nityananda Prabhu, he never wanted to leave the divine association of Madhavendra Puri. Like the Ganges and Jamuna meeting together, the love of these two great souls just conquered the hearts of all the devotees. Madhavendra Puri said to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, that I consider myself supremely fortunate because with these very eyes I have seen the very embodiment and personification of the most perfect love of Krishna. He said, Nityananda Prabhu, your body is the personification of ecstatic love. And wherever you are, all the holy places of Tirtha in all the worlds are present. Wherever your lotus feet are touching, that is the summum bonum of all holy places. And whoever remembers you, whoever chants your holy name, whoever worships you, will achieve unconditional love for Krishna. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki! And whoever offends you, even if they are Krishna bhaktas, they will never please Krishna. In this way, for many days, Nityananda Prabhu and Madhavendra Puri spent together. And then somehow or other, they knew what was the desire of Lord Chaitanya. So with great, great difficulty, they separated. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu headed towards Setu Vanda,
And Madhavendra Puri started traveling for the Sarayu River. Nityananda Prabhu traveled and ultimately came back to Vrindavan. There he decided to wait for Nimai Pandit to begin his Sankirtan pastimes. Lord Nityananda Prabhu's pilgrimage went for 20 years. He left here in Ekachakra Gram when he was 12 years old. He traveled and resided in Vrindavan for 20 years. So now he was about 32 years old. He was living at a place that is now called Nityananda Bhat, the ancient name the Shringar Bhat in Vrindavan, where Krishna would decorate the hair of Sri Radharani in great love during the Rasleela. And Nityananda Prabhu was just waiting. Sometimes he would drink a little milk if it was given without asking. He would roll in the dust of Vrindavan in the mood of a cowherd boy, not knowing whether it was day or night. Completely oblivious to this world, he was immersed in the divine lila of Krishna. But then, when it came to his attention that Vishwambhar has returned from Gaya, and now he has manifested his supreme opulence as a devotee, and he has inaugurated the Harinam Sankirtan movement, Nityananda Prabhu immediately began walking to Srinavadvip Dham. In this 32 years, Nityananda Prabhu, the most empowered of all preachers, he never gave Krishna Bhakti to anyone, because he wanted to show the world the nature of his devotion and humility. Until Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first inaugurated the Harinam Sankirtan movement, and until Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him to preach, Nityananda Prabhu did not preach to anyone. He went to Navadvipa Dham. He hid in the house of Sri Nandanacharya. Just days before he arrived, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his devotees, a great personality is going to come within a few days. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into ecstasy of love, remembering the glories of Lord Nityananda. He sent Srivas and Haridas all over the town. Find him. A great person has come. But if Nityananda Prabhu does not reveal himself, no one can find him. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally took his devotees to Nandanacharya's house, and when Nityananda Prabhu first saw him, he came to this world only to show his love, to reciprocate love with Lord Chaitanya. 32 years of separation when he first saw Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu at the house of Nandanacharya, with his eyes, with his ears, with his nose, with his tongue, with his whole body, everything was simply worshipping Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu fell unconscious. On Lord Chaitanya's order, Srivas began to sing, and Nityananda Prabhu came back to consciousness, and they began to embrace. Who can possibly try to describe the ecstasy of the love of the meeting of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda? And then they went to Srivas's house, and they began kirtan. And here it was, the inauguration of the dancing of Gaur-Nitai within this world, as all the devotees celebrated, leaping in the air in ecstatic love, loudly rejoicing by the chanting of the holy name. Lord Chaitanya had Lord Nityananda's Vyas Puja ceremony performed in Srivas's house. And at that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his Sadbhuja form to Lord Nityananda. Four arms holding conch shell, chakra, gada, and padma. And the other two were holding the plow and the club of Balaram. Nityananda Prabhu, weeping, fell unconscious and worshipped that beautiful form. And Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, anyone who hears the story of Lord Chaitanya showing the Sadbhuj to Lord Nityananda will certainly achieve great happiness in meeting Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda in ecstatic love of God. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Nityananda Prabhu ki. One day, Lord Chaitanya told Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu that you go to every house, to every person you see, to every bathing ghat, to every marketplace, and you give everyone the same message. Worship Krishna. Chant the holy name of Krishna. Hear about Krishna. Krishna is your father. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is the treasure of your life. Krishna is your very life and soul. Chant the holy names of Krishna. Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur went into the streets of Navadvip. They went to everyone's homes. They got down on their hands and knees. Here is the Supreme Lord who has descended from the spiritual world, coming to the house of ordinary materialistic people who have offended him birth after birth after birth. He has the power to destroy them. He has the power to destroy all the universes. But in this form of Nitai, showing the supreme opulence of love and humility with folded hands, he is appealing with tears in his eyes, please take the name of Gauranga! Gauranga! Worship Gauranga. Chant the holy name of Gauranga. Take the name of Gauranga. And if you do this, or if anyone will do this, you will become my very life and soul. This was the message of Nityananda Prabhu. And if they refused, he would prostrate at their feet and roll in the dust and beg them, take the holy name of Gauranga! And you will be my life and soul. In this way, Haridas Thakur and Lord Sri Nityananda Prabhu transformed the hearts of millions of people. But one day, as they were near the bank of the Ganges in a marketplace in Navadvip, they saw a loud crowd of people. And they went to see, what is this? And in the center of the crowd, there were two most despicable, sinful Rakshasa-like demons who were totally drunk, swearing at each other with the most vulgar, obscene words, and beating each other even, and pulling each other's hair, and violently threatening to cause harm to others. And at this time, I would like to request His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj, please tell us about Jagaya and
Madhai. Jagaya and Madhai were born in respectable Brahmin families of Navadvip, but due to bad association they became involved in the most sinful activities. They were constantly drinking, eating flesh, robbing people, murdering people, and the whole of Navadvip lived in fear of them. whenever they saw Jagai and Madhai, they would try to walk in the other direction. But they did have one qualification, and although they were the most sinful, they were always drunk. Sometimes they'd be fighting with each other, sometimes they'd be cooperating with each other and fighting with other people. But they never blasphemed Vaishnavas. In the midst of all of their sinful activities, they never blasphemed Vaishnavas. And therefore they were eligible to receive the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Hare Krishna. I will very shortly tell this wonderful leela because it has a lot to do with us. It was around this time where Lord Chaitanya had given the order to Nityananda and Haridas to go to every house and spread the Sankirtan movement by begging the people to please chant the names of the Lord. So Nityananda once saw these two, Jagai and Madhai, lying and rolling on the floor and fighting with each other. I want to encourage you to please listen with great care and attention at this holy place. There is great benefit to be earned by listening. By listening about these wonderful kathas, our relationship to Lord Nityananda can be solidly established. When we have a relationship to Lord Nityananda, our life is supremely useful. So, Jagai and Madhai were one day quarreling and rolling on the floor when Nityananda saw them and said to Haridas, "Listen, Haridas, if these two drunkards would become devotees of Krishna, the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be so much established." So Haridas said, but Nityananda was already there approaching them and saying, "Brothers, chant the name of Krishna." But the two brothers were not at all in favor of this proposal. They got themselves up on their legs and stumbling, they tried to attack Nityananda and Haridas, but they were faster and they ran, and while they were running, they were joking. Haridas said, "This problem with the Muslim is nothing in comparison to what you have brought me in now. Thank you very much." And they were joking and running to Lord Chaitanya and reporting. Next day, again, Lord Nityananda met Jagai and Madhai, and this time he approached them and said, "Please, brothers, chant." But Madhai now was so enraged that he took one of the earthen pots and made injury to the head of Nityananda. Blood was coming down. People saw it. In an agony, they went to Lord Chaitanya and said, "Do you know what happened to your Nitai?" And when he heard it, he loudly stormed towards the place of this injury. Meanwhile, Jagai had fallen into the arms of Madhai and said, "Brother, this is an avaduta. What gain will you have by killing him?" At this moment, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and he called out with a voice as loud as thunder, "Sudarshan! Sudarshan!" Sudarshan came. It actually came. It was visible to Jagai and Madhai. But then Nityananda said, "Don't kill them. You have come to show mercy to the living entities of Kali Yuga. Please give me the life of Jagai and Madhai. Please show mercy." Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being begged by Nitai, took back this terrible weapon, which is the ultimate weapon of the Lord. And later, he accepted Jagai and Madai. Now I would like to interrupt the flow of the Leela here and make a point. Lord Nityananda has very great significance to our lives because he leads the living entity towards the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. It is his particular function when he is coming to this world in relation to the conditioned soul to lead the conditioned souls to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Radha and Krishna. Those of you who have meddled in higher tattvas, listen what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says about the mercy of Nityananda. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Srimati Radharani, who is the compassionate nature of the Lord, will only accept someone who has obtained the shelter of Lord Nityananda. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are at least two instances of devotees who, in their leela of teaching us, felt a little bit removed from the Lord. The first one is Krishna Das Kaviraj, a devotee of Lord Nityananda. Miniketan Maran Das came to his house, and then he was sent there by Lord Nityananda to deliver Krishna Das Kaviraj. Later, after meeting Miniketan Maran Das, Krishna Das Kaviraj was going to sleep, and in his sleep he saw Lord Nityananda. He was drunken with the ecstatic love of God and chanted Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. His associates were around him, fanning him. Then Lord Nityananda turned his love-drunken eyes towards Krishna Das Kaviraj and said, "Go to Vrindavan, because there you will attain all desirable things." And together with this order and instruction of Lord Nityananda, the strength was coming so that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami went away from his home and went to Vrindavan Dham and became the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Another personality who was blessed by Lord Nityananda was Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath, when he was not yet a Goswami, had tried everything to escape from his home and join Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. He had a house which was strongly guarded by guards. He was married to a beautiful wife which was more beautiful than Indra's wife, Sachi Devi. He was kept in all possible ways at home. He was bound with ropes. He was guarded. These ropes were ropes of attachment, or attempted ropes of attachment, and ropes of affection. He wanted to escape, but he could not come to Lord Chaitanya, whom he had seen earlier. Later, Lord Nityananda came near to the village and blessed Raghunath Das Goswami to serve all his associates with a festival of two types of rice preparations. After Raghunath Das Goswami received the service or the mercy of Lord Nityananda in the form of service to the Vaishnavas, he got the strength and the power by the powerful blessings to leave his particular conditioning. Lord Chaitanya later said about Raghunath Das's home life that you lived in a pit of stool, like your father Hiranyagarbha and his brother. They lived in the pit of stool, and you very lucky to have escaped it. Have you ever looked into a pit of stool? If you have done so and have witnessed the warmth, then you will lose your... Oh, it's a shock to the cultural and aesthetic mind. So, material life is compared to this pit. Many of us have taken the garb of Vaishnavas. They have taken to the worship and they have come into the association. But heavy in our minds, given up attachment to lust, to greed, to envy, which are our worstest enemies. These enemies have attacked us and they have made our minds dull so that we don't always see the trouble in which we are in sometimes. By the powerful mercy of Lord Nityananda, we can leave material life once and for all. This is a place in which we can get the mercy and the strength which will transform us from shadow Vaishnavas into substantial Vaishnavas. On this place we can also observe the mercy of Lord Nityananda, which will detach us from material life. Someone who is bound with the chains of sense gratification, both gross and subtle, has great difficulties to practice Trinada field. Someone who is bound by the highway robbers, envy and greed, has great difficulties to chant the holy name with some feeling. Here is the place, Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, skeptics and faithful alike, where you can get the mercy which can detach you from your worstest enemies. Lord Nityananda, as we can hear from the authorized descriptions, is drunken by love of God. And a drunken man does not discriminate. As a child, whenever we need money, we went to our drunken uncles and said, please give us 100 German marks. And the uncle did not see that we were children and we were to use it for childish activities. He would say, only 100, why not 150? Yeah. A drunken man you can approach even when you are not qualified. Therefore, I want to repeat, let us go to the place of the Avaduta and loot this place. In other words, let us get the mercy by humbly begging him, please, don't consider my disqualifications. They are innumerable. I may try to hide them before my fellow Vaishnavas, but I can't hide them before Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. Please give me your mercy so that I will become detached. Lord Nityananda appears in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita in this function where he gives mercy to the most fallen, Jagai and Madai, where he gives the way and means to Raghunath, was highly qualified, but who was incapable of escaping and joining Mahaprabhu. Lord Nityananda appears in this world as Guru Tattva, our spiritual master, should be seen. This is what Prabhupada writes in a purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He can be seen as in two ways. as the representative of Srimati Radharani, that means as the representative of Krishna's compassionate nature, and he can also be seen as a representative of Lord Nityananda, who simply gives and gives and gives. Let us have two prayers. Well, one prayer is to Lord Nityananda. Please, don't consider my disqualifications and give me your mercy so that I can also join the path which leads me to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. We can also pray to our spiritual master. My dear spiritual master, please, you are a representative of Lord Nityananda. Make me a valuable part of your mission to give the mercy to the fallen souls. These are two very useful prayers. I am very, very thankful that Radhanath Maharaj has turned the microphone over to me. My heart in this evening is full with gratitude to finally have been brought to this wonderful place, the place where we can just grab the mercy Lord Nityananda will certainly give us. However, dear devotees, let us really call out in our, we need really a heart to call out for mercy. Can't be done in an intellectual way. We hear all this leela from our revealer of the Holy Dharma, so that we can establish our relationship to the personalities of Sri Sri Gonitai. But then we must remember this relationship, place it into our heart, and then call out for them. One Srila Prabhupada was illustrating this when he went into Central Park in New York with some of his disciples on a morning walk, and there were these ducks. Americans keep ducks when they feel compassionate in their heart and feed their old bread to the ducks. So also devotees have taken some prasad with them and threw it to the ducks, and their Prabhupada then stopped this and said, "Who gets the most?" And Prabhupada was pointing out to a particular duck. He said, "He has gotten the most. Because his quacking, his duck noise, quack, 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 this quacking, his quacking is the loudest. So if you want to get the mercy, you must pray with some feeling. The quality must be there. The quality that, my Lord, I am very fallen. I have endeavored for a few months, another year has gone by, another hour has gone by, another day has gone by, and my heart is still like a stone, which when even placed into water remains hard. You should feel, this heart is so hard. My intention is so evil-minded. I'm thinking so much of my benefit. Oh, please, Lord Nityananda, destroy all this and give me your mercy. Vrindavanadas Thakur writes a very nice shloka in Chaitanya Bhagavat. He says, "Worship Lord Nityananda. If you desire to cross the ocean of samsara and get the treasure of love of God, then you must worship Lord Nityananda." Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram,
Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram, 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 Nityananda Ram,
association, we feel we must. I was born in a very sinful family, Germans. My father has done crimes which we cannot say. He was in the Nazi regime, and then sometimes he remembers the atrocities against the Jewish population, he becomes speechless and cries. This is the background. We come from a family of brutal murderers and killers. We could tell you stories which would make you faint, which were done in our ancestral life. But somehow, my mother gave a complicated birth to me on Nityananda's appearance day. Unconscious. It was complicated. And it came just in the titi of Nityananda's appearance day. This sinful person who was destined by his karma to take a birth in the family of brutal murderers. You know, just by this unconscious relation to Lord Nityananda has met the pure devotee Srila Prabhupada. This is a proof of Lord Nityananda's mercy. It is sitting before you in with blood running through the veins and so on and so forth. Yes? I'm disclosing this. It's not that I'm a special person because I'm... No. It is in the family of a great sinner. Special people don't take such births. It's Lord Nityananda's mercy which made even the most fallen person into a devotee of the Lord. This is the proof of Lord Nityananda's mercy. Hare Krishna.
I would like to briefly expand on this very intimate revelation that you shared with us. Satyananda Maharaj described his father's past. He was a Nazi that killed Jews. My father was a Jew. And practically every one of his relatives were killed by the Nazis. Practically all of his uncles, aunts, cousins, they were killed in the concentration camps by your father. Now, try to understand the mercy of Lord Nityananda. That Satyananda and Maharaj and myself are the dearest and best of friends. This is the power of Lord Nityananda for this mercy. We have transcended our backgrounds as Jews and Nazis. And we are dancing together in the chanting of the holy names of God. Take a shot with Dham Ki.
When we read the story of the deliverance of Jagai and Madhai, we see how dear Lord Nityananda is to Lord Chaitanya, and how just by Nityananda Prabhu's desire to deliver Jagai and Madhai, they were delivered. Srila Prabhupada also had the desire and has the desire to deliver so many fallen souls who are like Jagai and Madhai. And because he is so dear to Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, they will deliver whomever Srila Prabhupada wants to have delivered. As His Holiness Radhanath Swami mentioned, that we can only approach Lord Chaitanya by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Once Srila Prabhupada said that we can only approach Radha and Krishna through the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, and we can only approach Lord Chaitanya by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And we can get the mercy of Lord Nityananda when we approach people like Jagai and Madhai. So our service in ISKCON is actually connecting us with Lord Nityananda. Actually, the Sankirtan movement was begun by Lord Chaitanya in Navadvip Dham. And as we heard, he asked Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur to go and approach people and ask them to chant the holy names of Krishna and worship Krishna and hear the transcendental science of Krishna. So the same order is coming to us through disciplic succession. And when we follow the same order, we are serving Srila Prabhupada, who is the empowered representative of Nityananda Prabhu. And thus, we will get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in our line, we give more importance to bringing others to Krishna. Krishna is most pleased when we bring others to Him. And that's how we can really establish our relationship with our spiritual master, with Srila Prabhupada, and with Lord Nityananda. So whatever we learn in our parikrama, whatever inspiration we get, should be translated into practical service to the mission of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Sri Gaur Nithai. One year in Mayapur, I overheard one disciple on a morning walk tell Srila Prabhupada that Mayapur is so nice, I wish I could always stay here. I wish I never had to leave. And Srila Prabhupada replied, you should go out. We should follow the instructions that Srila Prabhupada has given us and do our best, of course, in our own spiritual practices and in serving the mission of Nityananda Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada is so special in our line, because although Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda had the desire that Krishna consciousness should be spread all over the world, that a spiritual city should arise in Mayapur Dham with a wonderful temple for Lord Chaitanya, but most of the devotees in the line after Srinivasacharya were sort of bhajananandis. They were practicing Krishna consciousness, but they weren't really spreading it very widely. And of course, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had the desire that Krishna consciousness should be spread throughout the world. And he sent his English book, Life and Precepts of Lord Chaitanya, to various libraries in different countries. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he very much wanted to fulfill the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he, although he didn't personally leave India, but he did instruct Srila Prabhupada to take Krishna consciousness in the English language to the Western world. So Srila Prabhupada is really the fulfillment of the desires of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and the previous acharyas. And by wholeheartedly taking up the mission of Srila Prabhupada, we can actually fulfill the desires of Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and get their mercy. So I personally feel very encouraged to have the opportunity to visit the holy places with such wonderful Vaishnavas as Radhanath Swami, Sachinandan Swami, Nityudita Swami, and all of you. And I pray that I will be able to take whatever inspiration I've gotten from visiting the holy places and hearing the pastimes and become even more fixed in serving Srila Prabhupada and his mission, which means serving Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna.
There's a beautiful lila that took place in Srinagavridham, which I would like to present to all of you in a way that we can meditate on its personal significance to us. One time, Malini, who was the wife of Srivas, would take care of the puja paraphernalia of Srivas Thakur. And he had a nice little brass Achman Patra, which he would use for his puja. And one day, a crow flew in the window of Srivas' house and picked up the Achman Patra with his beak and flew away into the trees with it. Malini Devi was very much sad. In fact, she started to cry because she was thinking that it was my service to protect these articles for my husband's service to the Lord. And he will be very angry upon me because his Achman Patra had been gone. So she was crying. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu just happened to come in the house at that moment. And he asked Malini, "Please tell me, why are you in distress?" She said, "A crow just left with the cup that my husband uses for his puja." So Nityananda Prabhu called for the crow. So the crow came into the window. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu, with great compassion, he spoke to the crow. And he said, "Please bring back the cup of Srivas." So the crow went flying out the window into the trees, and then he came back with the cup and left it on the table and then flew away. And Malini was so happy. She said, "This is not a big surprise that you can do something like this. After all, in your previous incarnation as Balaram, when your teacher asked for you to bring back his dead son, you were able to bring the son back from the abode of Yamaraj. You are the supreme controller. There is nothing astonishing about this for you." So our hearts, our devotion, is meant to be utilized in the worship of Lord Krishna. Our hearts, our natural bhakti, which is meant to be utilized to assist our spiritual master. The husband is the representative of the spiritual master. Malini was utilizing that cup in the service of her guru, in the service of Krishna. Our hearts are meant to be utilized to assist our Guru Maharaj and the great Vaishnavas in the loving service of Krishna. But since time immemorial, the crow of Maya has stolen away that propensity of bhakti from our hearts. And like Malini, we are helpless. We have no means to find. Where is that love? Where is that devotion? Where is that desire to serve? Where is that taste for the holy name? Where is that spirit of renunciation from material enjoyment? I have no access to it. Birth after birth after birth after birth, it has been stolen away by the crow of Maya. But Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he is most merciful. He is most compassionate. For him it is not difficult to bring it back to us. So here in Ekachakra Dham, as His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj and His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj have so beautifully explained, it is a place to pray for Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy.
causeless mercy, if we feel that we have qualification, then mercy is not causeless. But if we approach in a spirit of humility that we really have no qualification, we are really helpless. We have lost the love of the heart. We have lost the taste to glorify God in our life. We have come to Ekachakra, to fall in the ground, to roll in the dust, because the dust of the land of Ekachakra is none different than the dust of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. We have come to fall in that dust of his lotus feet in all humility and to beg him with prayer, "Please, my Lord, by your mercy, you could bring back the dead son of your teacher from the abode of Yama. You could bring back the cup of Srivas from the crow. And similarly, you can bring back the bhakti of my heart, which has been captured by the illusions of the world, which has been stolen by Maya since time immemorial." This is the most perfect and suitable place to offer this prayer, in the dust of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. What is our taste for chanting the holy name? The soul's nature is to be in ecstasy upon chanting the holy name. But it has been stolen away by the crow of Maya. And where is our tendency to selflessly serve the Lord and his devotees? We have so many selfish aspirations, so many considerations of I and mine, so much addicted to the comforts of this body. Where is that compassion? Where is that love? It has been captured away by Maya. So we come here to Ekachakra to humbly beg in our prayers to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, "Please give me bhakti. Give me the desire to serve, the desire to love. Give me the desire to be the truly humble servant of the servant of your servants. And give me the power to awaken in others' hearts the genuine taste for the loud chanting of your holy name." Nityananda Prabhu ki. Srila Prabhupada explained something very interesting. When Jagai and Madhai insulted Nityananda Prabhu and attempted to murder him by beating him over the head with a pot, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in great anger, came to that place and called upon his Sudarshan Chakra to destroy them. Nityananda Prabhu prayed for the Lord to be merciful to them. He said, "My Lord, in this avatar we have not come to kill the demons. We have come to give them love of Krishna through the congregational chanting of the holy name." In this age, everyone is more or less Jagai and Madhai. If you're going to kill them, you might as well just destroy the entire universe. Lord Nityananda Prabhu's body was covered with blood. But he said, "My Lord, I'm not in pain. It doesn't hurt. Please forgive them. Please give them bhakti. And besides that, Jagai tried to stop Madai from hitting me again. Try to analyze this statement. Jagai was a murderer of Brahmins. He was a murderer of cows. He's a rapist of women. He was a demon in every respect. But Nityananda Prabhu saw one good thing, and he only concentrated on that and prayed to the Lord, give him your mercy. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his forearm form of Narayan to Jagai and placed his feet on his heart and gave him Krishna prema. In this age of Kali Yuga, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati explains there's no other way of deliverance except through praying at lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Because in our fallen state, he will forgive all of our sins. Bhakti Vinod has said, the only price of receiving his mercy is just a little faith and that prayer. So let us today pray. This beautiful song of Narottam Das Thakur explains that the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are most refreshingly cool, like tens and millions of full moons. They relieve us from the scorching heat of the fire of material existence. So let us all keep ourselves always under the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, by always aspiring to be the servant of the servant of the servants. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Before departing from Ekachakra, let us first all prostrate ourselves in the sacred dust of this holy place, especially right here. This is a place where Lord Nityananda is eternally playing with his friends as a youthful cowherd boy. Thank you very, very much. At the place where that tree is that we saw yesterday, Bakasura lived just in this area. And the name of this area is Mureshwar, and Bhimasen came here and had a great fight with Bakasura. While he was fighting with Bakasura, the other Pandavas found out that he was fighting against this great demon. So they came to help Bhima. And Arjuna, especially, was very much ready to kill this demon. So they arrived right here at this spot where all of you are sitting today. And Bhima Sen had already killed Bakasura. So he came down, there's a hill not far away, and he came down and he saw Arjuna and he said, I already killed the demon, no problem. But Arjuna said, I have already invoked a serpent astra in my arrow to kill that demon. Now I don't know what to do with this astra. I've already invoked this vicious serpent that has the power to kill anything. If I leave it on the earth, then it could kill everybody in sight. If I send it to the heavenly planets, then it will cause great disturbance to the devatas. So what should I do with this? So ultimately, he put it under this tamal tree that is just here. And from this arrow, a terrible, terrible serpent was created. And from the time of the Pandavas, this village was plagued by this serpent. He was so powerful and so venomous, he would just eat anything in sight. He would kill animals, he would kill cows, he would kill people. He had such power that just by his breathing, anything in his sight would just come into his mouth, just by this force of his breath. And then he would devour it. So
So he was terrorizing the area. Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu, when he was living in Ekachakra, there was a time when he was in Ekachakra and he was coming in the area of this village, and the people told him that there's this terrible, terrible snake that has been here since time immemorial. And no one can even reside in this area. Everyone is full of terror. So Nityananda Prabhu came to this very place. And he called the snake. And the snake came before Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and with the toe of his left foot, Nityananda Prabhu put a hole into the ground. And then he told the snake, "You go in this hole." And this terrible, terrible man-eating snake, he entered into the hole. Then Nityananda Prabhu took off his gold earring from his ear and he put it over the hole so that the snake could not escape. And then the earring turned into stone and began to grow. And it's still growing. So the darshan that we have come to worship today is in this beautiful little temple. This big piece of stone is the actual earring of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, under which the hole and the snake reside. Nityananda Prabhu ki jai! That is the end of the story. Within all of our hearts are so many serpent-like desires. Envy is compared to a serpent. Serpent is considered the most envious of all creatures because they will attack without any reason. They will attack and kill. So we all have this serpent of envy within our hearts. And by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he can free us from the dangers of this serpent of envy that has caused this mercy. So let us pray at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada, and Vaishnavas, to please free us once and for all, and let us be pure devotees who could chant the holy names offenselessly. Nityananda Prabhu.